So tonight we're starting the new tzaddik, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef of Polonia, and he was the main Talmud Muvak perhaps of the Baal Shem Tov, and we're going to spend the next 2 weeks understanding his background, the history, the biography, and then we'll probably take a break Hanukkah Thursday night. I'm having Masiba at my house, and then the following week we'll go through some of his Torahs, and then we'll go on to the next tzaddik. Now, there's a lot of things unclear about when the Toldos Yaakov Yosef lived. He certainly overlapped with the Baal Shem Tov, otherwise he couldn't be a Talmud, of course. But unclear exactly when he was born. There's a wide range, over 100 years or so when he was born, but everyone agrees he was Niftar in Chaf Dal Tishrei, which was in 1794. So the way that Rav Aryeh Kaplan, I'm just going to read out a few interesting lines, the way he captures Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Now, he was known in Chassidus as Toldos. They called him the Toldos. His sefer was Toldos Yaakov Yosef. In the sefer, he's the one who really made the Baal Shem Tov public. The Baal Shem Tov didn't have Chassidus in his time, but he started teaching Chassidus, but he didn't have Chassidim. And so the name of the sefer was Toldos Yaakov Yosef, and he's known as the Toldos. So Rav Aryeh Kaplan explains, with the sefer, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, we're going to go through the two other svarim that he wrote also, but the most famous one, the most used one, is the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. So Rav Aryeh Kaplan explains that this sefer was the dynamite that shattered the complacency of those who considered Hasidism as a passing fad soon to fade away. People thought Baal Shem Tov came, he was, you know, a bit crazy, and then it was passing off, and then this sefer came out, really strengthening and concretizing this concept of Hasidus. And he quotes the Baal Shem Tov over 200 times in the sefer, more than any other Talmud quotes. The Baal Shem Tov, he quoted him the most. In fact, there's actually an interesting idea here. There's a beautiful sefer for those who are really interested in the history and biography. It's called Zichronim Levracha. There's a whole set. This one is just on Tishrei, all the yahrzeits of those tzaddikim who died in Tishrei, and all about them. It gathers together from different sources. So this is Tishrei. I have three of them. I don't have all of them. I'm hopefully buying them as they come out in the month. It's not new, but they don't have them all available right now. That could be that also. So they quote here now a letter from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. That's who it says here. And in this letter, he describes, very interesting, I think it's next week's Parsha, we have the pasuk V'Yisrael Ahav Es Yosef Mikol Achiv, that Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu, loved Yosef more than all the other sons. And so that's the remez, Yisrael, who is the Baal Shem Tov, loved Yosef, told us Yaakov Yosef, more than all the other Talmidim. And as Yaakov, this again, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is pointing this out. I think it appears in other Sifrei Chassidus, but I'm not sure the context with which Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is using this. But just as Yaakov Avinu passed on all the Torah's Chassidus to Rav Yaakov Yosef, Yaakov Avinu passed on the special Torahs that he learned in Shem Ve'ever, he passed to Yosef at Tzaddik, so to the Baal Shem Tov Yisrael passed on all his Torahs of the Chassidus on to the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. So Rav Aryeh Kaplan explains further that, I didn't see this anywhere else, but apparently this is known, that the Svarim of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef was burned in many big cities. Vilna, Brod, and Prague burnt the Svarim. They thought it was such heresy. But of course it didn't affect anything, and it ended up becoming a big movement that spread throughout the world. So Toldos Yaakov Yosef came from a very prominent family, a family of Mekubalim actually, and you would imagine they would embrace Chassidus more because they understand the idea. But again, that's a different topic, why even the Mekubalim, many of them were against Chassidus at first glance. And so he served as a Rav, Toldos Yaakov Yosef, as a Misnaged. He served in a place, a city called Shiragrad. I'm not sure I pronounced it, all these names, I'm not sure. But Shiragrad or Sharagrad, I don't know. Whatever the name is, Western Ukraine. And this was 70 miles from Mezhbitz. And he was, as described here, thundering from the pulpit. He denounced the upstart, the miracle man, condemning the Baal Shem Tov's teachings as bordering on heresy. So you see where he's coming from, the angle, that he was mamish, a tremendous misnagid against the Baal Shem Tov. And this is not a chiddush. Many of the Talmidim, the Baal Shem Tov, actually start off very much against him, which says a lot about that, because the mission of us tells us that you should never fight against any position, because it's always hard to go on the other side. Once you've fought so hard for one position, even just out your ego, to give in and then flip to the other side is not an easy thing. So he apparently blasted the Baal Shem Tov many times during his drushas on Shabbos. So now listen to these. Look inside for the first encounter with the Baal Shem Tov in the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Now, there are many different versions of how this story went, but this is pretty much the basic idea is here. So if you read the first page here, I didn't number them, it's page Tav Resh Mem Tes. If you go to the bottom half of the page here, Habal Shem Tov HaKadosh Zichu Yisrael Aleinu Nasa Pam L'Shar Rigra, that's the city where the Toldos Yaakov Yosef lived when he was the Rav. Sham Kihan Birabonis Harav HaKadosh Baal HaToldos, the Toldos was the Rav there. Zichu Yisrael Aleinu Habal Shem Tov Bikesh L'Karvo Eilav. And the Baal Shem Tov wanted to come close to him. He knew this was his guy. The Baal Shem Tov was after this guy. You know, oftentimes the Hasidim looked for the Misnagdim because they had a certain koach, and maybe it's going to help gain them more support. But he was looking for the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. So what happened? Eis ba Habal Shem Tov ha'ira. Baal Shem Tov came to the city. Namod b'rechava shelfnei beis medrash. He stood in front of the beis medrash of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. The heichel l'saper l'nochachim. He was telling those people standing across from him. Uvdos v'anagos hod, beautiful types of stories and events. He was a great storyteller. And ba hashamish liftoach as beis medrash. The shamish came early to open up the beis medrash for davening and for learning. V'hisa'akev b'darcho liyad Baal Shem Tov. And the shamish got distracted. He saw this great storyteller off to the side, the Baal Shem Tov, kidei l'shamo. He was brought in. He heard this beautiful story. So the shamish didn't open up the beis medrash. Then hiskariv hashamish al yado. So the shamish started to draw closer to the Baal Shem Tov. He'ezin l'davros pivi, started to pay attention to what the Baal Shem Tov was saying. V'libo nimshach achar nofos tzuf imrosav. He was drawn into the beautiful teachings and the stories of the Baal Shem Tov. Nisha hashamish al mekomo. The shamish stood there listening. L'meshach shah arucha, for a long period of time. Ba'od, shushokeach mitafkido. He completely forgot that he had to open up the shul. He was lost in these stories, b'psichas elasos beis medrash, she forgot to open up the shul. Kach bo acherav anashim. People came afterwards to go to the shul, but they also got distracted. They came to learn Torah l'tfila, but v'sa'akvu afheim liad hamagid hazar. This strange guy they never saw before was telling stories, and they were all very much interested in what he had to say. Now kishehim makshivim beratzon l'dvar, when they paid attention. Hakal saviv l'Baal Shem Tov halach v'gadol. Now the circle started to get bigger and bigger around the Baal Shem Tov. And hikil, and then beis hamedrash sagra al maske, and then the shul was still locked. No one was even trying to enter in the shul. They didn't even pay attention to the shul. They were just listening to the storyteller. V'nei higia hamara da'asra hadodos hakadosh. V'hik bin me'od. Now, all the stories about the toldos, he was a, in a nice way, he had an anger management problem. He was a big captain. He had a lot of kas. They described in many stories. He was very, very angry in general. And this did not make him very happy. Bittel Torah, bittel tefillah. What's going on? People are listening to stories in the street. Now it reminds me of a Gemara in Sota that the Gemara says, I forget which two Amaram, but they were both went to a city to tell, give a shir over. And one was telling the shir in a agada, nice stories, let's just call them fluffy, for if you will. I'm not saying they are, but I'm saying that's how it comes off as fluffy. And then one was pilpul and halacha and lamdis and very, very intense. And everyone was attracted and drawn towards the Baal Agada. They wanted to hear the guy tell stories. So the Gemara says, because that's people, it's what's Moshech the Lev, what really connects the person's emotions are the stories. So the Toldos Yaakov Yosef was so upset that they were listening to the Baal Shem Tov, all these fluffy stories, and then no one's coming to learn the Beis Medrash. So Harav Hashtal Ladas Mahayom Yamayim. He was so confused where everyone was. And Hakal Omid Berchavi, he saw everyone standing out in the street. Mazin L'Sipuri Magid, some guy was telling stories in the street corner. Hagomir Sipur Echad. So the Magid, the Baal Shem Tov, finished the story. Umiyad, Maschil Sipur Sheini Vishlichi, told the second story, a third story. Merachok Mahadhei Kolo. Then he started to project his voice. He saw the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. He was his target. Now he got him drawn in. And now he sees him from the distance. And then he begins to say a story, hoping that he's going to listen. We all, you know, tell stories sometimes. We want our kids to overhear some. Sometimes we don't want them to listen. But sometimes it's better to give them a musr, as if you're not talking to them, but you want them to hear and understand the musr. So he was telling the tzibur the following maisa, but he really wanted it targeted at the Tolus Yaakov Yosef. So maisa b'shnei Yehudim, he was telling a story about two Jews. Shigaru b'bayis echad, they lived in a house, one was upstairs, one was downstairs. And Talmud Chacham, Shetarasu Umanaso, one person was a Talmud Chacham, he learned all day and night. And Poel, Ani Sheamel Lehanos Miyagiyo Kapav. And then the other guy was poor, he was barely making ends meet, he was working really hard, spending long days. V'chal yom v'yom, every single day, Hishkim HaPoel, Lefanos Boker, every single morning the worker would wake up early. Ratz B'mihiros, the base magistrate, he run to the base magistrate right away, because he only had a few moments to catch some learning. So he ran early in the morning to the base magistrate. His palas shachris b'chatof, he daven shachris quickly, because he had to make it on time, make his train. Uklachayad, mihar lavodas aparach, then he quickly daven, took us tefillin quickly, he daven behind the mechitza, so he could leave early, no one sees him. He catches the train, and then he goes off to work. Larviach pas charava, mayim lachal, just to make some bread and water to feed his family. Le'eser, if he comes home, he could barely walk into the base medrash, very, very late. He's coming in at 11:30 at night. Chatav tefilas mekutam, he, you know, chaps a tefila here, there, part of it here. Nirdam bamid, is falling asleep while he's davening. Obi yeshiva, or he's sitting down. V'chazer lebeiso shav avirotzis, he comes back home broken and exhausted. Shenafsho aguma olav, so much in pain. By the way, this describes exactly how I felt and why I left the workforce. fine. But you'll see, I was incorrect or not. Well, that's one guy. That was the one learning. That was the Talmud Chacham. That was the Ani. That was the poor person trying to make ends meet. However, the Lamdan, Kambash, Kama, Vimisinus, he wakes up early with plenty of time, nowhere to go, doesn't have to catch a train. Ubiyushivadas, and his mind is all settled, no worries about making money or balancing checkbooks. Lamad Shiurov, Timidim Kisidron, he has a whole study what he wants to learn. He learns the amount of daf, he wants to learn a Gemara day, he learns his Mishabura, learns his Rambam. Shahasha Kala, he takes his time. Umichavin Libo Lishamayim, he could daven with a long Shemana Esrei and daven with all he wants, no one's waiting for him, nowhere to be. Yatz the base Medjish. V'herich b'tfilos harbe. He goes to the base medrash and he davens longer, he can learn more. Chaz lebeiso. He's a beautiful life. He learns all day in davens. Achal b'yishavadasi, he has lunch. With no rush, no where to go, no one's checking up on his time. V'lamed barachav, he could open up his sefer while he's learning lunch. And kishihi eino ma'achel l'mincha ma'arav, he doesn't need to come late to shul. B'sof hayom, how does he feel at the end of the day? Hayashav lebeiso b'yaris. He returns back home. Yaris is like Yehura with the guy of arrogance. He's like, what a great life I have. Kishu machshiv atzmo letzadik ulechassid. I'm a tzadik, I'm a chassid. Ha'osir ratzon kano. I do what Hashem wanted me to do. I learn, I daven. Everything's great for me. He's feeling really great. So pamim, many times, these two neighbors, nifkishu hashnayim liyad habayis. There's many more sheets here for you guys. There are two of them. So many occasions, l'pamim, nifkashu, hashnayim liyad habayis, these two people, you know, went out taking the garbage together at the same time, and they met each other. And shalom miratzon, without any, involuntarily, pirta milibo shapoel anachas kaiv al matzava ruchni. He would have this big sigh and say, what a terrible life I have. Valamden. Oseas Darcho Barov Chashivas, he walked out, you know, looking nice and pretty, his suit together, his tie in place, and like a Chashiv Rav, Bezorko Mabat Shalzilzo, he looked at the guy as a disgrace, the worker, the guy who works every day, goes to the train in the city, what a waste of his life, Ubitel, Lumashcheno, he said, Niras Baschok Asfasov, the guy's a joke, this guy, my neighbor, he's trying to run to work and make some money, his life, he looks terrible, he doesn't feel good, he's not enjoying his life, he can't even learn. Moshe Omer, he like says to himself, Rei, Bori, look at, he says to Hashem, Ma beni levena, look at the difference, my life and this guy's life. This guy's got nothing. He's got nothing going for him. So this was the Moshe, this was the story. So then the Baal Shem Tov says further, Chalfu kach yamim u'shvuos, days and weeks go by, Chadashim, Vishara, months and years pass. Ad Sheshnei and both of them, Halamdim, Rapol, Gam Yachad, Nifridu, Lolamim, they both died. They went up to Olam HaEmes. So then they had the Din Torah. So Allah Halamdin, Lishmei Ma'arom, Umiyad Nishma Had Kola. So Halamdin went up to have the Din Torah up in Shemaim. Basi Lakan V'tamud V'kib Yadi. He says very proudly, I came here, I've got my Talmud B'yadi, the Gemara says, you have to have the Talmud B'yado. So he said, here, I learned all my life. Aval, what happened? Hisarif HaKateger. The prosecutor came, who is Gaal Shechena, but wait a second, he davened well, he learned well, but he was a Baal Gaiva. He really looked down upon his neighbor. HaPoel, HaAni, that poor person, he just looked at him as if he was wasting his life. How would he make him feel? He thought the guy was a disgrace, a waste of a neshama. They brought the scales up in Shemayim, and Samo has called Taraso Tfilaso Shalhamdun al Kaf Achas. They placed his Torah, his Trilo, there was a lot of it, on one side of the scale, it dipped very, very low. And then al Kaf Ashnir, the second side, Esaschok, the way that he made the Ani feel was on the other side. And what happened? The Razapella, a wondrous thing happened. The embarrassment and shame that the Lamdan made this Ani feel like was able to tip the scale in the other direction. Acharav, afterwards, it was now the Poel's turn to have his life weighed in. He admitted to the truth. I didn't have a chance to learn much. My davening wasn't filled much kavana. I was busy running to work and feed my family. Amar, that's what he said. Veshuv heviu es hamaznaim, they brought the scale. Hemidu es shnos chayev harabos al kaf achas. They placed his life, all the years, on one side of the scale. Ves ha'anachos al matzav haruchni al kaf ashnia. And then what he, all the sighs and exhaustion he let out, because he was so sad he couldn't accomplish more. He put that on the other side of his interest, his ratzon to accomplish more, even though he didn't accomplish, but his ratzon was on the other side. Upile ploim ha'nachos hichriu. His ratzon, his interest, all the anachos that he, all the sighs that he let out, was able to tip the scale in his favor. Sayim ha'magid hazar, back to the real life story. The Magid Hazar, the strange storyteller, the Baal Shem Tov, as Sipurozeh, he finished the story. Ozef Esamachim, he left the Yotze Min Ha'ir. That was it. He left to tell this Yaakov Yosef early in the morning with this story going on in his head. Now he had to go daven. So you would imagine told this Yaakov Yosef didn't have much kavanah that morning in davening. He's thinking about the story. What did the mashal mean? Who was this guy talking? Why was everyone attracted to him? So the end of the story goes, I told this nichnas lebeis medrash kishu mehaher bidvarm sheshama. He was busy thinking about this story and how it impacted him, what it meant about his life. Hadvarm chadu belibo, they started really penetrating into his heart, amuk, very deeply. V'lachein lo herich b'tfilah, so he didn't daven very long, very against his nature. Rak nechpaz lasas darcha, he wanted to just daven quickly, like those people running to work. Lirdof achar magid hanelm, to find who this magid was and catch up to him. Ad shegiu achrov lemezbiz, and he finally made his way to Mezbiz and found the Baal Shem Tov, and became there a Talmud Muvak, Lemoro HaBaal Shem Tov. That story alone was really what drew the Talmud Yaakov Yosef inside the world of the Baal Shem Tov. Now, the part of the story that's missing, Ari Kaplan points out, after that point, now he was still the Rav of the city in, what was it called again? Shagrad. So now, what happened was, little is known of the details, but it was not long before the proud rabbi of Shagrad was making regular visits to Mezhbitz. The tone of his, no one knew this at that time, he was making these hidden trips to Mezhbitz. And the tone of his drushes started to change radically, and more his ideas were beginning to sound like those that he had denounced until recently. The Hasidus that he was against before, that Baal Shem Tov's teachings, suddenly he himself started to teach those ideas over. And too well had Rabbi Yaakov Yosef taught his congregation how to recognize these heresies. And as soon as it was verified that he was in fact making these visits to Mezhbitz, he was relieved of his position. And so violent was the reaction to what was going on that he was forced to leave town on a Friday afternoon and spend the Shabbos in a neighboring village. They didn't even let him stay overnight when they found out. Erev Shabbos, they found out. They kicked him out, wouldn't even offer him a place to stay. They felt he was mamish and apikoros. And then it wasn't easy for him after that point. He went to become a rabbi in Rushkov. He was there for a short period of time. They went to Nemrov. And finally, at an older life, he went to Polonia, where he finished the rest of his life as Rav. That's why he became a, he told the Jacob Yosef of Polonia. Now, along the way, there are different stories of how he, when he started to have a different perspective, when he met the Baal Shem Tov, he finally realized what it meant to be Yerushalayim. And he started regretting how he acted when he was younger. He was a captain, and he was thought maybe he made some mistakes in a lot of his decision-making, whether it came to business deals he was involved in, or whether it came with a din Torah that he judged a person owing money in a certain way. He didn't think retroactively that he had the proper Yerushalayim at the time. And he had said in the different cities he went to, if anyone thinks that I made a mistake in my business deal, in any of my judgments, I'm here willing to pay. And many Jews came forward and think that he did make mistakes, and he very willingly paid up money. He became a big ani at that point because he gave up all the money to try to make up for the mistakes that he thought he may have made because he thought he lacked the Yerushalayim. So Mamash, he changed his way entirely. So the big question is, historically, Toldos Yaakov Yosef was not known to be a Rebbe. He didn't have Chassidus, didn't have Talmidim following him. I didn't bring that, you bring the chart? I should have brought the chart. So if that chart I showed you the other week with all the Talmidim and the Baal Shem Tov, so there's the first box which had a few different of his Talmidim. Toldos Yaakov Yosef is on that list, but it's not prominently, it's not bolded, and he has no Talmidim to follow him. And he wasn't really passed on. We'll see when we do after this, we're going to do the Rav Dov Baer is going to be the next one, but Toldos Yaakov Yosef wasn't the one given the position of continuing Chassidus. And the question is, why not? So just interestingly, historically, Rav Ari Kaplan makes two suggestions why perhaps the Toldos Yaakov Yosef was not given the position of continuing the movement. So he says it's possible that it may have been because Rav Yaakov Yosef was a man of passionate nature, given to outbursts of anger, like I mentioned before, and therefore ill-fit to provide practical leadership for the new movement during its crucial period of expansion. That's all. Just a personality thing. He wasn't fit to be a leader. He was fit to be a Makabel, to be a Talmud. Not every single person who's a Talmud and knows a lot is capable of being a leadership position. A person certainly with anger, now I'm not judging, but what's being described, a person who has a short temper certainly should not be in any position of authority. So that's one suggestion. And the second suggestion why maybe he didn't continue as the Rebbe is because the Baal Shem Tov wanted to give him the opportunity, if he was the leader, he wouldn't be able to write all the Svarim and continue the Torahs of the Baal Shem Tov. He wanted the Toldos Yaakov Yosef to focus on writing down the Baal Shem Tov's Torahs and not to get bogged down with leadership and being a Rav, which could be very, very time consuming. And that's another suggestion as to why maybe he wasn't the one handed over the reins. Now there's another story about another mashal, a similar mashal, that the Baal Shem Tov had given over to the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. If you look at the, I think this is the third page, right? The third page, it starts in Mesupar. Mesupar, she Toldos Yaakov Yosef, Zuchus Yogen Olenu Haya, Misnagi L'Chassidus. It's well known that he was against Chassidus. Vaya Gaon Gadol Aval Kapton. As we said before, he was a tremendous Eloi. He came from a very prestigious family, but he was also a captain. V'yadua asher amru chazal, we know what the Gemara in Tainus tells us, she'etzel talmud chacham araisa dekamar sechabei. The Gemara tells us that Torah is compared to fire. And when a person consumes fire, a spiritual fire, the Torah, it angers you. Eish represents anger. So many times a talmud chacham could have a problem with his anger. And im kol zeh, yesh gam maimer chazal, al pasuk in Koheles, Divrei Chachamim benachas nishman. That even though the Torah makes a person angry, if he wants his words to be heard, we have to say it benachas in a very pleasant and soft way. The so Rosh Lomar im Omer Divrei Musar benachas. If you say Musar in the right way, in a pleasant way, as beyoser shomim shem Divrei Chachamim. So then they'll be able to hear. They'll pay attention to the words of the Musar. Kiyadua. This is well known. There's an interesting Gemara in Shabbos. That it's kind of bad. I think I once made the suggestion. I don't know that the idea. The Gemara says in the Mishnah in Bamei Malikin that you're supposed to say three things asking your wife if she did it before Shabbos begins, right? Hilikos Haner, and Asartam Meraptim, did you take Meiser? Did you set up the Eruv? So it's a very strange thing. Rav Ashi goes on to say there, Rav Ashi says, but Hilcha, but still nonetheless, you have to say them Benacha, say it nicely. It's a very strange thing. Well, of course you would say it nicely. Why would there be any reminded to say anything not nicely? So I think perhaps the remez is because Talmid Chachamim, I think this very idea, the Talmid Chacham, who is very much in, who has a Balva? We have a Blatten?
No, your car, the lights and car. Right? Yeah. You have a Balva? Yeah. Situation, the lights are same.
So the Talmid Chacham who learns Torah, so it turns him to Esh, it turns into fire. So that's why for the Talmid Chacham, they have to remind each other to say, speak Benachas. So I don't think it's a coincidence that Rav Ashi is the one who, I think Rav Ashi says this, Rav Ashi, the Lashon of Eish, he's the one who authors this statement because it's the Eish that really makes a person full of anger, so you need to still be held in check to say everything benachas, whether it's to a wife, whether it's to children, whether it's to talmidim. Fine. Ukasher bahanal pam rishon el Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Now the first time, told us Yaakov Yosef, when he chased down the Baal Shem Tov, I think that's the first time he saw him when he went after the Baal Shem Tov. Amar lo Baal Shem Tov, Baal Shem Tov told him the following story. Asaper lachem ma'isa shahaya. I'm going to tell you a real story. There's a Rav Echad, Talmid Chacham Gadol Haya, Omer Bechol Drasha Shabbos HaGadol, V'Shabbos Shuvah Pilpul Gadol V'Atzim. This Rav, this Rabbi gave a tremendous Drasha, analytical, with Pilpul, Halacha, really fierce Drasha. Pam Achas, lo haya lo panay lahachin ha-drasha. One time he didn't have a chance to prepare his Drasha. The Kvahaya Erev Shabbos was ready, Erev Shabbos. Ubala Beso Orchim Kivachal Pam. And every Erev Shabbos, people will be knocking on his door. And Kach Shal Hayalo Makum Vizman Lahachin. You had no time to prepare. No one, no place, and no time to prepare. Va'ala Lalia, he went up to his attic, went to his office. Behizir as B'nei Beso, Shalo Yanichu Lashum Adam Lavo Lasham. He told his family not to let anyone inside because he needs to prepare. It's not fair to the Tzibor. If my time is going to be taken all the time, I'm not going to have time to prepare. So V'yoshev Sham L'hachin HaDrasha, he sat in the office to prepare his drasha. V'meshach Zman Asit Samei L'mayim, he began to get thirsty. So what happened? Hayashem Chalon, he was sitting in the attic, an office up in the second floor, and there's a window. V'rah Min HaChalon, he saw from the window, Shenose HaMayim Molech Mayim, there was a water carrier bringing some water. The Karlo Me'aliyah, he said down below, you, do you mind, Amar lo, Tavidi Mayim Lishos, I'm very thirsty, do you mind bringing me a pitcher of water? So Amar lo, no se Mayim, the water carrier says back, Rebbe, Eich Efshir Hachi, how is that possible? Atem kol kach lamala, vani kol kach lamata, you're so high up, I can't, you're in an ivory tower, and I'm all the way down below, I can't reach you, I can't physically get to you. Zehu Asipur, that's the story. We move on. Sheyesh baze shnei pshatim. The two different pshatim to the story. But asipur hazeh haya etzah harav hazeh. V'shemadim lo yadam izeh. No one knew about this. V'remez lo habal shem tov hakadosh alma sheyesh lo lavor. Baal Shem Tov was teaching him what he had to do. Shlo hayeh kol kach lamala. You can't always be so high up. You can't be far from the people. Yes, you need time to prepare. Yes, you need time to learn. But at the same time, the people need you. And there's a line here in Yiddish. I don't know Yiddish. So whatever it is, and Sam wants to tell us the Yiddish here. But there's some... I can't...
I'm so
high. It says, Ir zant azui hoich ein ach azun nidrig. I probably butchered that one.
You're saying it very high. And I myself, Azoi...
I'm sure it's much nicer in Yiddish. Anyway, he's trying to teach him the point here. Tell this Yaakov Yosef the same point as he mentioned in the earlier story of the that just like that Talmid Chacham who was looking down at that poor Ani, the worker, and the Rav looking down on his tzibor, his kehila. It can't be that way. There has to be this connection between to raise them up. You can't expect the tzibor to raise themselves and you stay up in an ivory tower. You need to come down and bring yourself into the level. And now, me personally, you know, one of the big things, I opened my eyes up to with Rav Weinberger as the Rav here, was that I started hearing him speak about one of the first drushes I heard. He was talking about this TV show he used to watch from Batman and Robin. he was describing how, you know, there was that scenes, you know, Batman was fighting against, I guess, Joker, whoever was in the story, I don't know, Joe or Penguin, right? So it was like pow, boom, all the different sounds coming on the screen and very flashy. And then they had, right, the walls were closing on him, and then there's a commercial. And he was using that idea, that drasha, just to say that sometimes we feel like, you know, there's no way out, we're stuck in a certain situation, and then you never know where the Yeshua is going to come from. That was the context. But I just found that fascinating. He was even admitting the fact that he watched some TV shows when he was younger. That was my first experience. Only that I realized later on, he oftentimes refers to movies, songs, TV shows, whatever else it is, or he's completely comfortable with that. And he's bringing himself not down to that level, but he's living in this world. He's not pretending he's someone who he's not. And that to me was very eye-opening. You know, the only unfair part is that I grew up in a later generation, so I can't really quote any of the movies that I've seen when I was younger. it would really, you know, incriminate me. Sports, I can relate to the sports. As that much I can relate to the sports and my own sports and the sports I've watched. But that's the idea here of really the Toldos Yaakov Yosef that he's being taught from the Baal Shem Tov. You can learn all you want, but there's no need to make yourself look so far away. You could learn and become a great person, but the point is bring yourself really down to the level of the people. I guess we'll stop here now. Next week, it's a little early, but next week we're going to continue with the stories about the Baal Shem Tov, rather the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, and there's some interesting stories with the Noda Behuda. Now, the Noda Behuda, of course, is very much against Hasidus, and he had some encounters with him. There's even a story about how he received smicha. Maybe I'll share with you right now that it's brought down here that the Toldos Yaakov Yosef received smicha from the Noda Behuda. Now, that itself is a strange thing. I don't know if he received smicha before he became a chassid or after he became a chassid, but it sounds like it was after he became a chassid. I don't know the years, though. But so it says here, on his ksav, on his smicha klaf, it says, Yor Yora, which is Yardaya, halachas of Heter, Isser Heter, Yadin Yadin, he knew Choshe Mishpat, and Chutz Mehilchas Gidin. The only thing he didn't know, he didn't know Gidin. So that's what was written on the Ksav Smicha from the Noda Behuda. Ki Kishabachan also, when the Noda Behuda tested the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, now just by the way, shows you people think people who learn Hasidus are also Am Ha'aret. It's obviously not true. This certainly was not true in this case. He was a Talmid Chacham. He knew all of Shulchan Aruch. But when the Noda Behuda tested him, he found out Matzah Baki V'Ragil B'chol Chelke Shulchan Aruch, that the Toldos Yaakov Yosef was an expert in all parts of Shulchan Aruch. So what happened was, he asked them a question, he didn't answer. He just wouldn't answer the question. So he may have known Hilchas Gidin, but he refused to even talk about it. And the Rav HaKadosh Mehositan, his Perhinin, he explained, because the Baal told us, Yaakov Yosef, Haya Asuk Tamim Tamid B'Yichudim. His whole life he dealt with bringing things together, Yichudim. Elyonim, Tachtonim, Yichud Hashem, husband and wife. He always tried to make Shalom. He didn't want to have anything to do with the world of separating. And for that reason, he didn't respond. So it sounds like he may have known the lachas, but he refused to address it. And for that reason, he never received smicha in the world of Hilchas Gidin. So next week, we're going to continue with a few more stories about him and his relationship with the Noda Behuda and with the Baal Shem Tov. And then again, we'll take a break for Hanukkah, a mesiva at my house for those who want Thursday night. And then we'll talk about some of his teachings the following week.